This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल, नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The government today said that full custom duty exemption will be provided on critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June this year amid the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Addressing the media at the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, member of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Sanjay Mangal said this measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief in order to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry and safeguard supply stability in the country. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Lav Agarwal, informed that exporters who hold advance authorizations or export promotion capital goods authorizations have been given an additional 3 months period till 31st of August to fulfill their export commitments. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed the Rajya Sabha that the Parliament will be adjourned today and will again meet after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House, Mr. Rijiju said government has consulted with over 80% of parties on the matter. Mr. Rijiju said women's reservation is an issue that should be passed unanimously in Parliament.
We have a bounded duty, a commitment which the House has given, the Parliament of India has given to the women of this nation. For us, this is nothing to do with a specific state election. This is a commitment. This is a duty of the House. We have to take it forward because we have certain limitation when we look at the time scale. We have a limited time in hand and we have repeatedly asked the honorable members of the opposition party.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, demanded an all-party meeting on the matter so that all parties can present their views and move the proposal forward. He said Congress is not against women's reservation. Lok Sabha today took up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai moved the bill which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A, general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The filing of nomination papers has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal with the issuance of notifications today. 142 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. Candidates must submit their nominations till the 9th of April. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined a roadshow in Kolkata in support of the party's candidates from Bhavanipur, Rash Bihari, Baliganj and Chorongi Assembly constituencies. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah stated that the lives of people of West Bengal have become nightmares due to corruption, lack of security for women, infiltration and subsequent demographic changes. He called for Paribartan in the state. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today assured to implement Article 244A in Karbi Anglong if his party returns to power in Assam. Addressing a poll rally at Bokajan in Karbi Anglong district, he said the Indian National Congress believes in decentralization of power. And that is the end of this news bulletin.